Welcome to your hump day. This is where we chat to your love doctor. Her name is Kim Kalusek. She's a trained psychologist here in the Upper Hunter. And we love getting all of your love and relationship questions coming in at our Instagram, 98.1ParaFM. They are all anonymous. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, Kimmy K, we'll get straight into it. Why do you think married couples have less and less winky time, if you know what I'm saying, the longer they are married for? And that is from, am I doing it wrong?
Look, our listeners have probably heard me say this before. After about that 12 to 18 month period, our love chemicals just start to drop. And so all that hot, passionate, lusty stuff where we're all over each other like competitors in a jelly wrestling competition, it just sadly subsides. You know, it's just those chemicals aren't there anymore. And that happens to all of us. So even the love doctor, I can tell you. Mm. Not that I was ever a jelly wrestler.
Not from what I've heard.
We'll talk about that later then. You know, my husband and I often, you know, have a bit of a giggle and we just go, look, you know, if we were doing the things we were doing back then, you know, we would put a hip out, you know. So physically, we age. So I think that the answer is no, they're probably not doing it wrong at all. But you have to talk about this stuff. And have a giggle about this stuff and go, all right, how can we navigate, you know, some connecting time together, winky time, as you call it, Sam, so that, you know, it's not completely off the agenda, but definitely it will reduce, absolutely, over long-term relationships.
Okay, maybe schedule it in. You never know. Our second question is from Cool Mum. My teenager just hit the I don't care what you say, I'm not listening to you phase. How do I connect with him without being overpowering?
You know, teenagers are a terrible reminder that even though we're adults, we still can't boss anyone around because they won't let us. Mm-hmm. You know, no is their favourite word. Look, a teenager's job is to push out into the world away from their parents. So they don't think that we've got anything in common with them. They don't think we've got anything to contribute. You know, we're just too old as far as they're concerned. And remember also that a teenager's brain or a brain does not finish growing till about 25. So, right. You know, they really, you're dealing with, you know, a half-formed human being, if you like.
Does that mean you're half-formed still at 22?
That's supposed to mean, Kim. What do I ever do to you?
You've got improvement on the horizon. How about that, Sam?
That makes me feel real good.
Until your teen has grown up, my advice is take an interest in what they're interested in. So, for example, I can tell you all about Xbox games and really boring anime shows that I really am not into. Mm. However, it's what my son is into. So I can have conversations and ask him about that stuff and he will come to me and talk about that stuff. So if you really want to connect with stuff that he's interested in, not the stuff that you're interested in, because they're not interested in our world. Also, be patient. I can tell you that, you know, when they do become adults, my 21, for example, year old, he will talk to me much more than my 15-year-old. Mm. So there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, not only do you give great advice as a love, Dr. Kim, but you sound like a wonderful mum as well. We're chatting to Kim Kalusek. She is a trained psychologist in the Upper Hunter at Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook and Fairholme Doctor Surgery in Singleton. She answers all of your love and relationship questions every week anonymously. Drop them at our Instagram, 98.1ParaFM. As always, thank you, Kim.
Thanks, Tanya. Thanks, Sammy.